Hello, and welcome to Just Needs, a podcast about parenting children with disabilities. I'm your host, Christina Kozik. I, too, am a parent of a child with a disability. And let me just say, I'm so glad you are here. On this podcast, I'll talk about everything from receiving a new diagnosis to transitioning your older child out of school and beyond. I'll even explain what things like IEP, IDEA, and SSDI mean. This podcast is a project of Exceptional Lives, a nonprofit organization that supports families like yours. You can learn more about Exceptional Lives at our website, www.exceptionallives.org. Now grab a seat and listen along as I introduce you to Exceptional Lives. At Exceptional Lives, we strive to practice and champion inclusiveness in all our work. We listen to our community to understand how we can support one another. This is a fundamental value of Exceptional Lives. It's our mission to encourage and guide families and providers caring for children with disabilities. We do this by providing information, advocacy and skill-building tools, and connections to other caregivers. We support family resilience through clear, compassionate guidance grounded in our own personal experience. We must do this respectfully. We must listen. A child with special needs or a child with a disability is a child first. This is called person-first language, and it is an acknowledgement that people are not defined by their disability. But people-first language is not for everyone. We have learned from autistic self-advocates that many in the autism community prefer terminology such as autistic, autistic person, or autistic individual. This is identity-first language, and it recognizes that autism is an inherent part of a person's identity. Exceptional Lives celebrates neurodiversity, and we believe our language should reflect this. We use person-first language when we refer to a disability, like saying a child with a disability. But we follow the lead of self-advocates when it comes to autistic and deaf culture by using identity-first language. LaMondre Pugh, the CEO of Billion Strong and a leader and mentor for the global community of people with disabilities, has said, "The community sets a standard as to how they want to be addressed." We recognize that this is not a one-size-fits-all solution. Some families or individuals will prefer person first, and that's okay. At Exceptional Lives, we will continue to talk to and learn from one another as we grow. Our language helps to make a difference in our communities and ultimately create a more inclusive place for all of us. We envision a world in which families raising children with disabilities become effective advocates for their children because they are informed about and able to access the public resources and benefits they need to help their children thrive. Now, for those of you that are new to Exceptional Lives and wonder what we do, let me explain. If you're listening to this podcast, it's probably because you, like me, have a child with a disability or special needs, or your work is with these children and their families. So you know the frustration of trying to understand whether your child is eligible for a certain service or benefit. You know the pain of sitting at the kitchen table with a 12-page application written entirely in government language, trying to understand what you're supposed to write in the boxes. And you've probably sat in an IEP meeting trying to understand what is going on and just wanting to do what's best for your child. This is where Exceptional Lives comes in. We write blogs and guides that turn the hardest processes into manageable steps you can take today. We help you figure out what your child may be eligible for and how to apply. We'll talk you through the process in plain language so you don't have to translate all the acronyms and jargon. Our searchable resource directories for Louisiana and Massachusetts help you find services like social groups, occupational therapy, and sensory-friendly dentists near your home. Our short videos define important special education terms and draw on healthcare providers and educators to answer your pressing questions. Everything from how to help a struggling reader to how your child can access disability services when they get to college. And we offer webinars and in-person sessions to support parents, caregivers, teachers, and healthcare providers. You can find all of this on our website, www.exceptionallives.org. Last but definitely not least, we're here for you. If you have questions or need guidance, you can call, text, or email. Our email address is podcast@exceptionallives.org. We even have a live chat option during our business hours. If you need help outside of our business hours, we'll definitely get back to you the next business day. Again, thank you for being here with me this week, and I really hope that this information was helpful and insightful. Portions of this podcast were written by Julie McIsaac, PhD, Learning and Mental Health Consultant, and presented by me, Christina Kozik, for Exceptional Lives. You can subscribe and follow the podcast at our website, www.exceptionallives.org/justneedspodcast. We'd love for you to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Exceptional Lives. If you enjoyed this episode, please let us know by leaving a 5-star rating or review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening.